Hello, and welcome to the Sober Buddy podcast, your boost of sober thinking and awesome life building. I'm Tara Zoe, CEO and co-founder here at Sober Buddy, and I am joined by my dad and co-founder, Paul Brethen, a marriage family therapist and expert in substance abuse addiction and treatment. Today, we're going to be talking about how to handle the issue of pain medication if you're struggling with pain or you have an accident. So remember, if you like what you hear on the podcast, you should subscribe to the Sober Buddy app because we're the people who created it. So do some challenges, get some motivation, share screenshots of your sober tracker, and tell Buddy how you're feeling today. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Glad to be here.
Yes, I'm excited about this topic for multiple reasons. One is because it is such an issue and it came up, and I'm going to talk about how it came up, but also because it gives me some solutions on my end too, and we'll talk about that. So, the situation.
Right.
Megan.
What's the situation?
Yeah, okay. So here's the situation. Let me set the stage.
Okay.
Megan, who is our social media manager here at Sober Buddy, and she also has an account called Soba Sisters. Everybody check it out, follow it on Instagram. She also works at a hospital in an ER. That's her like day job. And she had this situation happen where someone came in, they had been in an accident, like a motorcycle accident or something, and they had a collapsed lung. They didn't have any broken bones or anything, but they were in pain. And the intake nurse and all of that was asking for his address. And he said, oh, I live in a sober living house. And Megan obviously perked up. She's very involved in the recovery community. And just to like noticed it. And she said, okay, the intake nurse said, okay. And then she says, I'm going to give you painkillers, and she's going to give him opioids. Megan saw on this guy's face that he like had a hesitant feeling and that he didn't know how to respond. And then eventually he just ends up like he's in pain and he doesn't know how to respond. So he just takes the pain medication. And then later on, Megan talked to him about it and he was just kind of like, yeah, I'm 7 months sober. I didn't know what to do.
What to do.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I wanted to talk about that because I think we need to know what to do and have a plan for that if something happens. And so that's what I would love to talk about today. What do you do if you're in that situation, you're in recovery, and you find yourself in an accident, or if you have chronic pain or something of that sort?
Right. Well, I think the first issue is this a relapse? Because that's, people go, well, if I use the drug that I'm recovering from, that means I'm relapsing and I don't want to lose my days of sobriety.
Right.
And you know, that's a valid concern. But if you think about it, you know, you're in this situation and you're in a lot of pain, and you kind of have to separate this, maybe a line. If you had to draw a line, it's like, well, look, I'm not using my drug of choice to feel, you know, happy or to
like
feel
high. Okay.
Yeah. You know, like I'm doing it to get high. I'm doing it to reduce pain, because if you can't manage the pain, you can't function. And so so you kind of have to separate that. And of course, it's a situation that has come upon you. It's not something that you, you know, intentionally did. Right. If it's
now,
an
I've
accident.
Heard,
surgery,
yeah. I've heard people talk though about like it being a free lapse.
You a know, free lapse?
Yeah. Like they get kind of excited about it. Like I can have a free lapse because I didn't mean for it to happen, but like I couldn't handle it. I couldn't control it. So, but if it's scary, what if someone's like, I really don't want to do the opioid, but there's no other option. And you were showing me that actually a new option has become available.
Yeah. I think before we jump into that medication, I mean, it's, you kind of, I think the first thing is if you know you're going to be having surgery or you're going to be experiencing some severe pain because of an operation or there's an accident, is you need to inform the physician.
Right.
You know, you got to be upfront because you can say, look, I'm in recovery. This is my drug of choice. You know, it's the opiates, whether it's heroin or pain medication. I've been using so long. I've got so many days clean. It's really important you let them know that.
Right.
So that then they can determine what would be the best way to manage this with you?
Right.
So, and you got to be honest. Don't minimize, you know, because there's two phenomena that occur when somebody's got a chronic history of use. There is what they call opiate-induced hyperalgesia. And what that is that over a period of use, you change the way how your body handles pain signals. So right. It makes pain feel much more intense. Okay. So for example, if you cut your finger, you know, for a normal person, it's like a mild to moderate pain. For you who has this condition, it'd be like somebody cut your finger off.
Okay.
So the intensity is really high.
So your doctor needs to know that.
Well, yeah. And how to manage it, because if he gives you a normal dose of an opiate, it may not work because of the second phenomenon is tolerance.
Right.
Which means you need a higher dose of pain medication than normally given in order to have any effect of reducing the pain.
Right.
So that's a real important issue. So they need to know how much. And then, of course, afterwards, if you're having the surgery, you need to be in touch with the physician to know how it's working, whether you need increase a dose or minimize. And I think also to manage it so that right. you're looking like, okay, let's do a 4 or 5 day prescription or make so that you don't have a 30 day. Right. And you have all these extra medications, which is easy for you to abuse. And maybe have family members or friends aware. They may give you the dose of medication instead of you having possessions of.
Right. So you don't take a bunch at once. And
yeah, you know, it's just safeguards. So it's managed until you get through this. Or the intensity of the pain, you may not need an opiate base. Maybe an anti-inflammatory medication may be enough for you to handle. So you really have to think this through and to find out, well, how severe is this pain and how can I manage it?
So definitely, just like so many other things, having a plan is huge.
Right.
And even if you don't, so you can have a plan when it's like surgery or like a premeditated idea, like I know I'm going to have pain. But when you find yourself in this situation of I just had an accident, you know, and then all of a sudden someone's asking me questions, they're giving me pain meds. It's like, and I'm in pain actively. So I just want to be out of pain. And I may be scared. I think what, you know, we can role play a plan for that so that when it comes up, you go, okay, I know what to do.
Right. It's like anything, like I said, being prepared for these kinds of situations. Now, this could get to this new kind of medication that came out, which actually is shown to be very effective to handle both someone who has hyperalgesia or tolerance.
Right.
And it's called alisarindine.
It's called, let me see if that's... Olaceridine. Olaceridine. It's spelled, let me just spell it for everybody. It's Olaceridine. And I will put a link in the podcast notes to this study that we found. But it also, before I say anything else, before we talk a little bit about that, that might not be available in an emergency situation, right? That might be more like if I'm having surgery, I can talk to the anesthesiologist about that or the doctor about it, but it might not just be like available in the ER, but it would be worth knowing the term so we can ask for it.
Right. And it was approved by, it was actually approved in 2020.
Okay.
And so it's available.
And, so tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's the medication that has a different effect on the opiate receptor sites, and it has less side effects, you know, which is good. And then it's also very effective. It really works well with intense pain, and it addresses the two, tolerance and hyperalgesia. It really helps minimize that.
And do we know if it has addictive properties? Do they address that in the study? Because I know they said it's great for people who have an addiction. So there must be not the same addictive properties or stimulating that addiction.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, the use is IV. It's not a pill form.
So you're not, it's just and, like for right at when you're out of surgery, then it's something that they're administering and you're not getting like, a take home.
Right. 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 And so yes. Or situations like in emergency rooms. So they would have, but right. again, it will help because you know, morphine may not address this whole issue of the tolerance and hypoalgesia. It could actually not be as effective. And so this medication, which the study was saying, was very helpful for these conditions and to be used in those kinds of situations.
This could be a really cool thing. I'm excited to hear about that. But I think if we're wrapping it up, and like I said, I'll put the notes in the notes, guys. I'll put that link so you can check out the medication yourself. But I think the big thing is knowing what you're going to do. Just like in so many situations is having that plan. Like if I get hurt or if I have surgery, here's my plan, right? I'm going to tell my doctor and be honest with my doctor. Make sure that I have a support system around me that knows I'm taking this medication and being honest with your own limits. Like, do I need them to administer it to me in a controlled dose so I don't abuse or whatever, you know, am I in touch with my sponsor, all of that. And then do I need to, after this, you know, process is done, do I maybe need to go, you know, kind of reset with maybe going to some meetings or talking to, you know, going to a counselor or talking to a sponsor or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there we go, Megan. No, I think... that's what you, that's the process.
Well, it should be helpful. I mean, again, if you're prepared and knowledge can really help alleviate a lot of unknowns, fears, uncertainties, having the right kind of information.
Well, I love it. That's what we're trying to do here is give you guys information that will help you live a beautiful, sober lifestyle. And we believe in you. We think you can do this and that you can create a life that was better than you've ever had before, or that is better than you've ever had before. And you just got to take it one moment, one day, one epic accomplishment at a time. You have got this.